This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 28th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 18000. Low, 100 miles east of Iceland, 977. Expected Norwegian Sea, 996 by 18000 on Saturday. High, 450 miles north of Azores, 1037. Expected just west of Fitzroy, 1040 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwest, veering northwest later, 6 to gale 8. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Utsira, South Utsira, southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, west or southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering northwest, 5 to 7 later, squally showers, good. Tyne, Dogger, west, veering northwest, 5 to 7, squally showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, west or northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, northwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time, showers, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise northerly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 in far southeast, showers, good. North Fitzroy, East Sole, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. West Sole, northwesterly, backing southwesterly later, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, good. Shannon, northwest, backing southwest, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers then fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, northwest, backing southwest later, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, except in Malin, squally wintry showers, rain later, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southwest, veering northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, then backing west, 4 to 6 later, thundery showers, fair later, moderate or good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, northwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly later, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in southeast Iceland, squally wintry showers, sleet later, moderate or poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, west 6, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 7, heavy rain, 2 miles, 1002, now rising. Lerwick, southwest 7, 11 miles, 998, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by west 6, 13 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by west 3, 35 miles, 1008, falling more slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 3, recent rain 16 miles, 1012, now falling. Boomer, west southwest 4, 22 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 3, 1016, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 5, 5 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north northwest 4.5 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3.020, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest 3, recent rain, 11 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 1022. Scilly Automatic, north northwest 5, 9 miles, 1026, rising. Milford Haven, northwest 5, 19 miles, 1023, rising. Aberporth, northwest 6, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Valley, west northwest 4, 12 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 6, 7 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Valencia, west northwest 3, recent drizzle 11 miles, 1027, now falling. Ronald's Way, west 5, 13 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Malin Head, west southwest 7, recent rain 12 miles, 1016, now falling. Macrihanish Automatic, west northwest 7, rain 6 miles, 1016, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a deep depression in the Norwegian Sea, will bring strong winds to most areas during Saturday, with gales or severe gales affecting far northwestern waters for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest veering northwest, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time, then backing west 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West veering northwest, 6 to gale 8, then backing west 4 to 6 later. Squally wintry showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 5 to 7. Showers, fair later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 5 to 7. Showers, then fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers for a time, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 4 to 6, showers for a time, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 4 to 6, showers for a time, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 4 later, showers at first, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 4 later. Showers then fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers then fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 5 to 7, backing west 4 to 6 later. Showers then fair, good. Isle of Man, west or northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwest 4 or 5 later, squally wintry showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later, squally wintry showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Malev Kintuai to Ardnamurchan Point. West veering northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, then backing southwest 5 to 6 later. Thundery showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, backing southwest 5 or 6 later. Thundery showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles. Southwest veering west 6 to gale 8, then veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And wraps things up here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. My name is Vijay Alice. Thank you so much for your company. Have a peaceful night.
The US says it expects the Iran war to last another 2 to 4 weeks.
We can achieve, we are achieving all those objectives. We are ahead of schedule on most of them. And we can achieve them without any ground troops, without any.
Also coming up in the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil, Tiger Woods is charged with driving under the influence after rolling his car in a crash in Florida.
When it came time for us to ask for a urinalysis test, he refused. And so he's been charged with DUI.
We hear why Germany is militarizing fast.
Russia is building up their military from what they had before the war against Ukraine. But in 2029, there's a possibility for Russia to conduct a major war against a NATO country.
And what happens if you take life advice from AI?
This kind of overly affirming AI had such negative consequences on people's perspectives and judgments. So we found that it made people more self-centered, less likely to consider other people's perspectives.
That's after this bulletin.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. As the US and Israel's war in Iran continues to send shockwaves through the global economy, President Trump's envoy has said he believes Tehran will hold talks in the days ahead. Steve Witkoff said Washington expected an answer to its proposal for a peace deal. President Trump announced on Thursday he was pausing planned US strikes on Iranian energy plants. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner is in Doha.
There's a good reason why President Trump has paused for another 10 days his threat to attack the power plants, the energy plants of Iran, because Iran made it very clear that if that happened, it was going to hit back at power plants on this side of the Gulf. And that would be catastrophic for the countries of this region. Now, they've already taken a lot of hits from Iran, but this could be so much worse if those power plants were hit. So there have been messages from the Gulf states to